Penguin Random House Audio presents How To, Absurd Scientific Advice for Common Real-World Problems by Randall Monroe. Read for you by Will Wheaton. Disclaimer. Do not try any of this at home. The author of this book is an internet cartoonist, not a health or safety expert. He likes it when things catch fire or explode, which means he does not have your best interests in mind. The publisher and the author disclaim responsibility for any adverse effects resulting directly or indirectly from information contained in this book. Hello! This is a book of bad ideas. At least most of them are bad ideas. It's possible some good ones slip through the cracks. If so, I apologize. Some ideas that sound ridiculous turn out to be revolutionary. Smearing mold on an infected cut sounds like a terrible idea, but the discovery of penicillin showed that it could be a miracle cure. On the other hand, the world is full of disgusting stuff that you could smear on a wound, and most of them won't make it better. Not all ridiculous ideas are good. So how do we tell the good ideas from the bad? We can try them and see what happens. But sometimes we can use math, research, and things we already know to work out what will happen if we do. When NASA was planning to send its car-sized Curiosity rover to Mars, they had to figure out how to land it gently on the surface. Previous rovers had landed using parachutes and airbags, so NASA engineers considered this approach with Curiosity. But the rover was too large and heavy for parachutes to slow it down enough in Mars's thin atmosphere. They also thought about mounting rockets.